The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. More importantly than, equally as important, I guess I should say, not more importantly, is I hope all our listeners out there are doing well, given the circumstances that we're in right now and the high level of concern and the social distancing and all that stuff. It's not fun. Actually, what's going on right now. And I just hope that everybody out there is taking this seriously and that they're doing what they need to do to stay healthy and to keep their friends and relatives healthy.
Yeah. I guess it's last week, since the last time we were on the show, things are progressing and developing, how would we say, socially. Okay. I mean, we're not talking about money right now. So, things are developing and, just everybody's got to take care of themselves. Yeah, I mean, you got to really just be super cautious, and everybody's got to kind of pitch in and do their thing. It truly, don't you really feel that way, Doug, that really everybody's got to kind of do their part in this? We're all in it together.
Oh, 100%. No doubt about it, Mike, that we are all in this together. And, one of the things that I've noticed and I've seen around is that some of my friends and people that, I know, they're kind of becoming pessimistic and maybe depressed a little bit, or down in the dumps, which I'm not at all surprised about. So one of the things that I've done, and I always do this, and this, we talk about it in the office, I listen to podcasts and I try to listen to uplifting things and stuff of that nature. And one of the good things that I heard the other day was, make sure you think about what you're thinking about. And they said, if you sit around and you think about bad things, you're naturally going to become, you're going to feel like that. And when you sit and you analyze that, how true is that, Mike?
100%.
So when you catch yourself sitting around and just thinking about all the bad that could potentially come or the tough times that we're in, you're going to feel bad. So make sure you think about what you're thinking about and try to get yourself into a better frame of mind when it's necessary and catch yourself. And if you see somebody else in a bad frame of mind or a bad way, make sure you pass the message on to them and give them something better to look about, to look to and think about. And one of the other things is that, don't lose your sense of humor in this time either. Don't, make sure you keep your sense of humor and be able to laugh at things and, that nature, and be able to joke around with each other, because we've always heard during our lifetimes that laughter is one of the best medicines of all things out there. So if those two things, if I could give anybody two pieces of advice from what it's worth from coming from Doug Chapman, who's Doug Chapman other than, what we have to say about the financial markets, I think is of very good value to people. But, the other stuff, if those are the advice I could give people, those would be the two pieces of advice. Think about what you're thinking about, and then don't lose your sense of humor during, along the way here.
Yeah, and Doug, if I may, and I've always said this about your finances too, when things get tough in your personal life, try to find something that you can do that gives you a piece of success. and there feels like that you did something positive. And I'm talking about, Doug, as simple as even exercising, you know, maybe if you're going for the walk or getting on the exercise bike or a treadmill, whatever you may have access to, or doing something around the home that's productive. You know, I mean, at this point, I mean, if you're just doing positive things and saying, wow, I feel good, you know, like I did this project, you know, and it could be something stupid, cleaning out the garage. You know what I'm saying, Doug? But like everything's organized. Oh, you know how you feel like after you forget these times. But when you do something and say, oh, I invested a half a day on a Saturday, but look, everything's good. Everything's perfect. Threw some garbage out. Just positive steps. Just don't sit there and dwell. Do not personalize it.
Right.
Okay. Don't get into the, you know, it's me, all that, everything is going wrong. And then I think the big thing too, Doug, is as desperate as things may be right now, we know it's going to end.
Sure.
Right? And by other countries and stuff that went through the cycle. So just keep that and keep a positive thought. And like you said, Doug, try to laugh.
Yeah, you need to try to laugh. And, it's last night at the dinner table, we were sitting around and we were telling Google to tell us jokes. I don't know if everybody knows that enough. If you've got a Google Home or an Echo Dot or something of that nature in your house, or even Siri on your telephone, you can say, tell me a joke. And, you know, Google was telling us jokes and, you know, they were corny as all get out, you know, but they were funny. And so I'm going to tell you one right now. I said, Google, tell me a joke about a dog. So Google said, I went to a zoo for dogs the other day. There was only one dog. It was a Shih Tzu.
Ah, oh, nice. How to process it.
Yeah, right.
And it was almost a little vulgar for the air, but it's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? So you can sit around and you can, you know, do things like that. And I got to tell you something, you know, back to your point, Mike, about, you know, just getting stuff done around the house. I know one person that's definitely subscribing to your theory right there, and that happens to be Michelle Chapman.
Yeah.
Right. I told you during the week, I'm painting bathrooms. You know, I got a list of stuff to do, but you're right, Mike. It does make you feel good and be productive and get, you know, and get things done out there. So, you know, that's where we are. But, Mark, we're in March right now. And typically, Mike, in March, a lot of people are excited about, you know, the tournament, right? The basketball tournament, the 64, the Sweet 16, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's just a different thing that people are paying attention to right now. And, you know, economic anxieties, they're being compounded by fears of an invisible virus for a lot of people out there, right? And the stress that this can put on our, you know, our healthcare system. So one of the things that we've been, you know, learned now, excuse me, there's a few expressions that we've never heard before, like social distancing and flattening the curve. These things have, you know, entered our vocabulary, but you can't forget about the other things that are going on in your life, as easy as it is too. And money is definitely, you know, one of the things that you need to pay attention to. And you have to, you got time at home right now for the most part. So let's offer out to people a place to turn to and somebody to turn to help them and look at what their financial situation is right now, their investments, their retirement planning, and that kind of stuff. And one of the cool things that we can do is we can have either a video chat with somebody or just a telephone chat with somebody from their home. We're not getting together with anybody right now, right? We're handling stuff, for the most part, electronically and digitally and that kind of stuff. But the opportunity is here for us to do this with the clients because, Mike, the reality of the situation is it's no fun seeing what's going on in the markets right now.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, it's not. It's been a rough period. And, people need to address it or whatever. I mean, we're certainly here to answer questions or to help in any way that we may, you know, pertaining to your situation.
You know, Mike, there's something that we've got a level of uncertainty that we're finding ourselves in, you know, these days where what was very stable for the last 50 years or so suddenly isn't, you know, and this definitely will humble a lot of people, including you and I. But the biggest thing that we need to let people know is that through the years of, you know, working with however many people we've worked with and come in contact with thousands of people over the years, we've got the knowledge and the experience to try to really help people get through here. So we can offer leadership to our listeners out there right now at a time when it's needed most related to their financial life, and it's very critical that we do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Doug, that's a great point. And I mean, and what we're going through now, quite frankly, folks, you know, we went through back in 08, okay? And it was, you know, and people kind of forget what it was like. And I was even talking to a client the other day, and he was saying to me, yeah, I don't remember it like this. I don't remember. I said, hey, listen, I said, 08, it got, you know, kind of really desperate, you know, there at times. And, you know, and I always tell a story, Doug. We had somebody call in and say, you know, can you ask Mike, is it okay for me to deposit a check at my bank? Or is the bank going to go out of business? You know, and it got that desperate. You know, as crazy as that may seem now, that's where we were. So we do have the experience. We've been through a few of these, and I think we mentioned that last week, and, you know, it is what it is.
You know, Mike, but there is some good news out there right now, right? The good news is it appears as though out in China, right, it's peaked.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, they're getting it under control over there. You know, South Korea's been very, very aggressive about it. You know, there's good news that's out there, and that eventually we're going to get through this. You said it earlier in the show when we first came out. Eventually we will get through this. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn, right? And we're probably about to turn the corner on this. I'm confident of that. We're going to get through this, and we'll be better on the other side. Like any other stressful situation or bad, you know, circumstance, for the most part, you're always better on the other side when you get out, because you learn a lot more when you go through there. Yeah. And, you know, you and I have the benefit of living through 2008, 9/11, stuff that happened in the 90s, you know, all that kind of stuff. We've got the benefit of that. We're every time we come out of one of these circumstances, we're better advisors after it than we were before it. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, you know, two things here, Doug, that you just said. First off, yes, we are going to take a hit as a country, even with, you know, more deaths and illnesses and stuff like that. And there's going to be tragic, tragic stories. And it may affect a lot of us personally, that we may know somebody, you know, or type of deal. So that's that. But the second thing is that as far as coming out of it better from a financial standpoint in a country, I agree with you 100%. Because if you look at what happened with the financial crisis, right, the biggest thing was the banks. We found out the banks were very weak and they weren't able to deal with it. So they put all these laws in and stress tests and stuff. And now when this happened, our banking system is completely fine. Okay, it's not a worry during this, you know, during what's going on with the markets and stuff like that. So we did come out of it better prepared for the next crisis in the country. And I think too, Doug, I think eventually, even with health, from a health standpoint, I think we'll be ready for the next pandemic that rolls around.
Sure. And listen, we're better prepared today for the next financial crisis that comes along. So there's no doubt about it. And Mike, from a market perspective, timing is exceedingly difficult, right? You're going to get a few lucky forecasters who are going to call the bottom, but it is so difficult to do. And luck is definitely part of the equation to getting that right, is that I don't want people out there trying to do that right now. And what I think makes sense is making sure that you have a bona fide plan in place. Listen, you got to take the necessary steps for your personal economic situation. Now, at the beginning of the year, we reminded all of you that the markets had gone up, and we wanted you to address your situation then. We really did. And, you know, we wanted you to look and see if you needed to incorporate some guarantees into your situation or anything of that nature. It's not too late to do that. You need to make sure that you know, you're paying attention here, Mike. And one of the problems that I think, and one of my biggest fears, is that financial industry marketing and financial industry has, you know, basically told people, always just, you know, weather it out. And that's could be good advice unless your circumstances changed. If your circumstances change, you may need a change in your overall strategy. So you got to pay attention to it. You can't just be, you know, passe about the entire situation. Be like, all right, what am I going to do? Staying the course may be ultimately the best thing for you. But you got to make sure it's the best thing for you before you go ahead and you say, this is what I'm going to do. And the only way to do that is to review your circumstance and your situation and see what is important to you. What are your goals? What are your objectives? And how are you aligned right now? If you don't do it that way, you're playing Russian roulette.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. And I think just from my where I'm sitting right now and seeing what's going on with the economy and all, I think the biggest, most important thing, and I say this all the time, and you can think I'm a nut about it, is your cash flow. Okay. And I think what's going on now is that there's people that, yes, the market's down, stocks are down, the whole deal, we get it. But at the end of the day, has your cash flow been impacted? And for some people, the answer is no. And for some people, unfortunately, they're going to lose jobs or they lost their job or their business was closed and their cash flow is impacted. So I think, you know, it's from an economic standpoint, I think cash flow right now, because like we said, we're saying from a medical standpoint, I guess, we're going to get through this and it's going to, you know, taper off eventually and we're going to get back and all that. But how do you cash flow is most important. If your cash flow is not affected, then you kind of bridge the gap. But if you're going to have a shortfall here, then there's questions that need to be answered. I think from your personal finance point, that's how I'm seeing it from where I'm sitting here in the very early stages.
Well, Mike, you know, something is that when you look at the statistics and the numbers, 2020, this year that we're in right now, there is a spike of baby boomers that are eligible to retire. A spike, a huge spike going up. You know, the people that are between age 62 and 70 is getting to 12,000 a day. Okay? A day. Every single day of the year. Baby boomers hitting that sweet spot. So there's a whole bunch of people out there who have not addressed their financial situation, have not addressed their retirement income, but yet we have the largest segment of the population of all time entering into this, what they're calling the Social Security sweet spot right now. And how many of those people don't know today if they can still do what they wanted to do because they just assumed that they were doing the right thing and they never had any confirmation of it or plan or strategy in place. Unfortunately, it's a huge number. The surveys and the statistics that we see that are put out there from the people who don't do, you know, financial strategies or financial planning is astronomical. And I just don't understand why that is.
Yeah. Again, Doug, it's going to be very interesting how it all plays out. But I mean, do you agree with me? I mean, the way I'm seeing it is basically, you know, you got to take this thing. We're in uncharted waters. You got to do what's right now. Don't panic. Don't do anything crazy. Do what's right. Think through it. If you need to speak to somebody as a soundboard, you know what I'm saying, Doug, to say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is my situation. Okay. And you need to take it and tackle it day by day. And I think we're also that way from the health standpoint, right? All we could do is day by day, wake up and what does tomorrow bring and try to do what's prudent, whether it's from a health standpoint or a financial standpoint, you have to do what's prudent.
And you know what else, Mike, is that we need to remind people out there is that if for any reason your advisor's not in the business anymore and you've gotten notification of that, we're here to help you as well and take a look at where you are because, you know, that's happened. It's a real situation out there and people need to, you know, that they can turn to us and come and ask us to, you know, look at their situation, because I don't think any time right now is the ideal time to be on a boat without a captain.
Yep. No, absolutely. And I think, Doug, how you start the show by telling everybody, too, if you need that. Yes, we are not meeting people face to face. But if you need if you'd like to call in or make a phone call, we're certainly here for you.
Yeah, we'll schedule a time. What's the harm, right? Yeah. You're sitting home anyway, a lot of you. So, you know, we would be happy to do that. So if you want to, we got to tell you how to do it, right? You got to pick the phone up. Give us a buzz. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give a call. Give us your name, your telephone number. We'll give you a buzz back. We'll schedule something that works out for you know, mutually convenient time. And, you know, we'll get it done. Right, Mike?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
Investing some of your time here with us, and you know, Mike, that irrespective of what's going on in the market and in the world right now, there's still a lot of people out there who are planning to retire this year. And in our ongoing efforts to provide people with useful educational material and data, we have ourselves here the 2020 retirement calendar checklist that I want to offer out to people. And this is really a great piece, Mike, that walks people through what you should consider doing month by month to stay on track, you know, if you are, especially if you're considering retiring. And, you know, I want to send this out to people as our compliments. And I want to let you know before we get in and we start talking about it here, the number to get the retirement calendar checklist is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. To get the checklist. Now, listen, I've spoken to some people who are, you know, a little funny about getting stuff in the mail right now, too. So we can email this out to you if you would prefer it being emailed to you. That's no problem. Or we'll drop it in the mail to you. But, Mike, this is a great piece that we have here that I think that, you know, this is the kind of information that people are looking for from us. They can take this laminated, you know, piece that we have right here and use it as their checklist for themselves coming into retirement, and they could share it with other people as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. I think it's a fantastic piece. It's a great reminder piece, right? Because how many people, A, forget to even have to do the task, nevertheless know when the deadline is or when the start date is, et cetera, so on. So I think it's a great piece to keep in your possession to be able to refer to for things that apply to you. Say, okay, yeah, this is coming up, or I took care of that already.
Yeah, you know, Mike, some of the things that it has on here that I think are very advantageous to people to keep around is reminders of when you can and should enroll in Medicare, mm-hmm. right? That's a very important thing for people to do, and the different, you know, programs that you may be eligible for, when you need to, reminder of when you need to take your required minimal distribution by, when you need to file tax payments by in a typical year, right?
Yep.
In a typical year when you need to file them. Because we did get an extension here this year on taxes from April 15th. They're going to be due on July 15th. They just announced that. That's hot off the presses. So, you know,
that's the returns too, because originally, just not to put clarity on it, originally was if you owed money, you didn't have to pay. You had a free time period, but now it's the returns not due to July 15th.
Yeah, so that was hot off the presses as well. But listen, if you do a refund, go file and get your money.
Sure. And you know what, Doug, and you know what? I mean, I'm not going to get into that, the whole thing, but I think, as much as you can get things done and live your life normally, I think it's a good thing. You don't have to start stacking things up.
Yeah, there definitely is. And then, Mike, as we go through the chart here, this 2020 retirement calendar checklist, in the first segment of the show here, I alluded to the astronomical number of people that will be, reaching the baby boomers that are going to reach retirement age over the next year, and what's really spiking up this year. And it's estimated, Mike, that over the next 10 years, dig this number, 36 million baby boomers over the next 10 years are going to enter into what we're calling is the Social Security sweet spot. That's age 62 to 70. That means eligible to collect Social Security and getting ready to retire. So that's on the mind of so many people, and really the demographics of the radio stations that we broadcast on tell us that that's who's listening to our show. So this really is applicable to you guys out there. And not only is the retirement checklist, but the Social Security handouts, items, and the ways that we help people related to Social Security are also available for our listeners.
Yeah, because, Doug, in the financial world, whether it be retirement we're talking about or whether we're talking about Social Security, so many rules, laws start and are based upon age. Everything kicks off on an age, right? Or you have to take your required minimum distribution, age 72. I full retirement age is this. If I take early, I'm penalized that. So everything's based upon age. So it's certainly important.
So I was watching a webinar about about this kind of stuff, about Social Security, to keep the axe blade sharp and make sure that we're giving the best advice to our clients. But they gave a very interesting piece of information, Mike. The very first baby boomer, okay, so this person was born on midnight January 1st of 1946. What are you holding your head for?
God help me. They tracked down the first baby boomer.
Well, there's articles about
her. She. What'd they do?
It's a woman. So there's articles about her, and you can go on and you can read. And they've did, financial magazines and financial periodicals have interviewed her and, things of that nature. And she filed for her Social Security at age 62. Her name was Kathleen Casey. And she was technically, in our country, the very first baby boomer. And, the stories you go on and you read about her, she, she did very well in the markets and stuff like that. And they showed a picture of her boat. She's got a boat, and she named it First Boomer.
Wow.
Right? But somebody had to be the first baby boomer when you think about it, right?
What a heavy crown to hold.
Imagine.
I'm the first baby boomer.
I'm it. I'm the trendsetter. I started it all. My mom and dad said it all.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, Mike, she's still alive, and she was born in 1946.
Well, it doesn't mean she's... Well,
correct. It's not. She didn't die of old age.
It's because your first baby boomer doesn't guarantee anything.
You're correct. You are 100% correct. Yes, she's still alive and out there. So, but the point in all of this is,
is she listening to the show?
If she's smart, she is. That's all. That's all I can say about that. Right. So, but in any event, my point being is that we got a ton of resources available for our listeners out there. Not only just this retirement calendar checklist, which, by the way, we would love to send to you either via electronic mail, email, or we prefer sending the hard copies out. We like to give you something to sit down in the recliner or something and hold in your hand and read, rather than, looking at your phone or tablet or laptop or something. We'd rather give you the hard copy, but however way you want it is fine. You pick the phone up, you give a call, 855 262-3722. We send this stuff out to you. And as always, with all the stuff we send out to you, there's no cost or obligation or anything involved in getting this out to you. We want to just get you the educational materials out. But this piece is fantastic. And, Mike, we can also send people out if they would like for it. You ask for it. You heard us speak about Social Security in the past. We've got great Social Security pieces in the office here we can send out.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And to me, just to summarize on this piece, great piece with all important dates, important ages, birthday milestones, they call it. So if you're a person that likes that reminder, or you forget, or, oh, remind me to do this fits. This is perfect piece. I mean, I can almost see it hanging on somebody's refrigerator to remind you of, you know, important dates that you need to do something.
Well, it's funny you say that because I gave it out to a client of ours who told me already that she put it up in her cubicle at work. Pin right up on it, boom, and it's, you know, it's hanging right
Keep
there.
It hanging in your office, leave it on your desk, whatever.
And what was pretty cool, as a matter of fact, you know, she said, do you mind sending me a couple of my colleagues asked for them. And no, nice. We'll send them out to you guys. We're here to help you, to educate you, and to, you know, motivate you. And we don't want you to procrastinate. And right now, it's a difficult time for everybody out there. And you can lose your mind and you can lose your way very easily right now. But we want to give you, you know, chances to not do that and opportunities to not do that and turn the negative into a positive here and, you know, try to at least work on something productive and let us help you, you know, along the way. We don't want you to, you know, try and figure this out on your own if you're not, you know, trained and you don't have, you know, education and background and experience and knowledge and wisdom in these areas. They're too important to try to do it by yourself. So we offer it out to you guys. We're available for consultations, but we're not meeting face-to-face right now with people, obviously, social distancing. And but we'll do it over the phone. We'll do it over video and, you know, or we'll just say, you know something, we'll send it out to you. Reach out to us and say to us, when this all calms down, give us a call. And we'll, you know, we can do that as well. But you got to pick the phone up and give us a buzz, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, we'll send you out the retirement checklist. If you want something that you've heard us speak about in the past, please ask for it. We can send it out to you guys. We're happy to do that for you. And, you know, we just want to keep you going in the right direction, keep you focused and staying sharp and keep you positive. And by using these tools that we have, Mike, it really gives us the opportunity to do that.
Sure does.
You know?
And again, folks, take advantage of it. It's a great piece.
Yeah. All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope that Mike and I are bringing you some value here this weekend. And, you know, hopefully we want to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate with your money. And I know that you're all sitting home looking for something to do now. So let's, you know, we can have, like we've offered out to you guys, we can have conference calls, we can have video meetings if you want, virtual video meetings. We have the capability to do that. Whatever you want, we can still help you carry on with this. Aside from, like I said, we're holding off on face-to-face meetings right now, but we are operating, and you know we will continue to be operating. And don't ever hesitate to pick the phone up and give us a buzz if you miss us. We will absolutely call you back. And even if we're, you know, if we're, you know, not your advisors, don't worry about it. Pick the phone up and give us a buzz. We're here to help you. So, Mike, this brings us to the. What have you been up to lately? And I'm sure it's just no surprise to anybody that we've slowed down a little bit with our, you know, our face-to-face client meetings. We've still had our telephone conversations, and we transferred our face-to-face meetings to either, like we said before, video or audio, which has worked out just fine for people. So we're still helping people, and we're still moving along. And one of the things that I did this week was I ran a Social Security analysis for one of our clients as to, you know, when should we start to claim? They retired at the beginning of the year, didn't claim yet, and we wanted to figure out when should we start to claim the Social Security benefits. So going through that whole process with somebody, Mike, there's more to it than just going down to the Social Security Administration or office and sitting with somebody and saying, okay, I want to do it. You really ought to go through the process and figure out when is the right time to claim, and should you both claim? Should you get spousal claim? What's the scenario?
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I mean, it's you know, you got to look at it from all aspects. The other thing, too, I want to put onto this real quick is what I find about Social Security, a lot of times people will start with a date or an age in their mind. They'll say, okay, I turn, make believe, 66 on April 1st. That's when I'm gonna wait to go do that. But what happens along the way, Doug, is their retirement from their job often changes, okay, for a lot of reasons. They're not going to go at this time for this reason. They asked you to stay longer. Sometimes people are being downsized, and then there's a buyout package, and there's all kinds of other stuff involved in it. And they can actually, although they hit a certain age date, the financial situation dictates that maybe they don't have to. So that gets the ball rolling of, well, do I still do it? Do I not do it? What happens if I take that, but I'm collecting, I'm getting, you know, severance pay? Maybe I can put it off. But if I put it off, I'm going to come up maybe 4 months short to my next year of Social Security age. A lot of variables start getting built in because of the date moving.
Well, Mike, I think that you and I bring a different type of conversation to people related to Social Security than they've ever been used to before. And our approach to discussing Social Security with you is a financial approach, whereas historically, to what you have just alluded to, it historically has just been an age approach for people. I am this age. I am that age. And while we understand and we respect that, and we do understand that taking a financial approach to it is a little bit of a different or maybe a new way for you to think about it, but it really is, in our opinion, the best way to go about thinking about it is, financially speaking, when is it best for me and my spouse or whomever is involved here to apply for and start to receiving benefits?
The big puzzle, that's your financial world. To us, it's just another piece that's got to be snapped in at the appropriate spot. It's as simple as that, because if you wake up and say, I'm 65, I'm 66, I'm 62, I got to get to the Social Security and get this done. We believe you're taking the wrong approach, okay? Because we feel that Social Security starts at a bottom, right, Doug? 62 is the minimum required, the minimum age and the minimum money you're going to get.
Yes, sir.
Every day after that, it advances. Look at it that way.
Right.
Okay? I don't think many people have looked at it that way. So at that point in time, what's the best benefit for you? You, your wife, you, yourself, however you got to look at your financial puzzle, your situation, and then say, this is when I need to act. So to us, doing it the financial ways is the only way.
Well, it's definitely the proper way to go about doing it, right? We want to make sure that, to Mike's point, is that you can take it as soon as you as 62, and very well put that that's the bottom. That's the minimum. And then it goes up every single day beyond that. Very well put, until you reach age 70.
Yep.
So that's when you maximize. So it's somewhere between 62 and 70, you're going to start to take your benefit. But financially speaking, when is it the smartest for you to start taking it? There was a lot of old school mentality out there, Mike, that you and I have come across over our many years of working in this business, where people were of the mindset, I want to get it as soon as I can get it. But there's been so many instances when we've sat down with people and we who have taken that approach, and after the fact, it really was a bad decision for them to take it at that point in time for a whole host of different reasons. You know, I've told the story many times in many of our dinners or presentations that we have about the client that we met after they had already started taking Social Security. And it's a sad story, but it proves the point. That, you know, the gentleman was terminally ill and at age 64 decided, I'm just going to start taking my Social Security. Lived for a few years after that. But the sad part of it was is that his wife needed the more income. They didn't need the income at 64 because he still had money coming through the door. But when he passed away, that source of income that he had coming through the door stopped. And now the wife was stuck with the lower Social Security amount. If they hadn't had taken it then, it would have been a higher monthly benefit that the wife would have been getting, and she would have needed the money. So that's just an example of, you know, somebody who went to grab it. I understand the mindset, don't you?
Yeah.
Why somebody in that circumstance would just say, well, okay, you know, unfortunately, the doctors have told me I'm not going to live all that long, so let me get in there and start getting some of what was mine. But had they sat down and done the planning work beforehand, maybe they would have gotten different advice to say, that's probably not the best thing for you to do because your wife's going to need the extra dollars in the future.
It's a financial decision. So financially, when does it make the most sense for you? The other thing too, Doug, and I've seen this, too many mistakes being done, is people don't understand a lot about Social Security, which is understandable, right? Because you go through it's once in a lifetime.
Right.
And they will take the advice from a best friend, a neighbor, a brother, whomever. And, well, my friend, my brother, he went and he took his.
Right. Great.
He went and grabbed it at 62.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Again, financial situations are completely different. What may be perfect for Doug may be terrible for me.
Mike,
I mean, we use that example all the time on the show on all kinds of financial, you know, decisions.
Well, and, you know, you just look at. You can apply the same logic to the medical world. You turn around and you say, oh, my grandfather lived to be 96 years old, and he took high blood pressure medicine, and he lived to be 96. So I'm going to take high blood pressure medicine because I want to live to be 96. Well, you don't have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
That's it could kill you. So making your decisions based on making decisions for yourself based on somebody else's decision that they made, it could kill you as well. Financially or physically, it doesn't make any sense to me. So you have to approach this in the right manners. What else, Mike, what have you done over the last? I know you had a couple of telephone appointments. You had a telephone appointment with somebody whose advisor recently, they got a letter in the mail that their advisor's no longer in the business.
Yeah, I sure did. And you know, somebody that their advisor's no longer in the business and, you know, and just reached out and said, you know, can I show you my stuff and talk to you and stuff like that. And, you know, this is what I have and stuff like that. And we're in the process of helping him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're only too glad to do that. You know, to me, to feel like that your visor's gone, and you know, I mean, that's
especially at this time,
right? You know, we're on here telling people do the right things, do this, do that, you know, educate, motivate. You know, we're not here hawking products or telling you to buy or sell that. And, you know, I would feel like a hypocrite not to help somebody that, that needs help at this time, you know, and so we're in the process of doing that. Had another conference call, Doug, that couple somewhere in their 50s doing great. Okay. And doing great. But the classic case of so much money for retirement and we still got college education and we got, and they were saying to me that they feel like the bank account money hasn't gone up in years. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. So we're in the process of helping them and working with them. And, you know, we're going to do some, you know, analyze some retirement accounts and see what they would project out to be, you know, on income and growth and all that type of stuff and figure out where we could, you know, do things. But that's a classic. They were a classic case of, and I complimented them many times, fantastic what they've accomplished in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. But needs a few tweaks along the way. And they recognize that. They said they need that. They need somebody to sit down with and get some tweaks and have them monitor and make sure the progression goes along the way. And the toughest thing about the financial world, though, Doug, right? When we talk about sitting down and working and tweaks along the way, there's always a curveball, right? Look what we're going through now, right? Big curveball that just came. Or sometimes something personal happens, an illness, a death, God forbid. There's always stuff, you know, you can only do what's right today. And then along the way, if things change, you need to make the proper adjustments.
You do need to make the proper adjustments because circumstances change, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's etched in stone for the next 10 years.
And listen, we're getting older, right? You're progressing along. And when you're going through the different phases of life that we've spoken about many times on the radio, we haven't done a show on it lately, but we ought to, right? You have three basic phases in your financial life, as we like to see it. The first phase is typically the longest, and that's maximum wealth accumulation, right, Mike? You're going from, you know, from the day that you're born, right? Maybe your parents received some sort of gift or bond or something, you know, of that nature. And then you have birthdays and religious events and all that stuff as you're growing up and getting older. And then at some point in time, you're going to transfer to that next phase of life, your financial life. And that's what we like to refer to as maximum spendable income. That's when you're going to retire or become permanently unemployed. Well, when you're going to those, when you're going from one change to another, Mike, it never makes sense to just do it, throw the brakes on and boom, switch to the other, does it? You got to do it gradually.
Sure.
And, you know, how are you going to gradually get into that makes sense. And you got to really start paying attention to that. And if you're 10 years away from retirement time, there's certain things you ought to be considering doing. If there's 8 years, if there's 6 years, if there's five, if you're already retired, there's things that you ought to be considered doing.
Absolutely. And that's the story of that. And Doug, the other thing too is had the question come across my desk, I think two times this week. We're thinking about refinancing. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of interest rates? And you know, the answer is always is I'm a believer of you should always explore it, but it's a, you know, pencil to pad thing. And what do the numerics say? Does it make sense or doesn't it? Because
Right. Again,
it may make sense for Doug, but it may not make sense for Mike.
Yeah. You know? It there's just a whole bunch of different things out there, Mike, that, you know, you need to pay attention to. Listen, another thing came across our desk here. One of our clients went and did some estate planning work with an attorney and asked us for the beneficiary designation forms. Now, we are always big fans of tell us, let us help you fill out the beneficiary designation forms. But here's just, you know, a tip. It's not typical, but here's just something that happened. It had to be looked at is that we received these forms back from the attorney into our office. They didn't put percentages on the forms. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's all got to go back to their because, well, they didn't put anything on the form. They put C attached on the form, and they typed out this long thing, but didn't put any percentages on it. It's the basic kind of stuff, you know? It's just, it's silly, and I look at this three-page, you know, beneficiary designation that the attorney attached there with no percentages.
Classic.
Isn't it? That's got to go back, and you say, listen.
You can't make it up, right?
You can't. No. You know, the financial guy said that we need to have some percentages put on this. Oh, yeah, that would make a lot of sense, you know? Or how much money do we want to give to each one of these people?
Yeah.
But But glad to see that the people were out there and doing the estate planning, right?
Yeah.
We've spoken about that a gazillion times. So, you know, even though we're in a tough, you know, tough circumstance right now socially and, you know, being able to get out and about, we still got stuff going on. Wealth Management Group is open for business, folks, and we're open here to give you advice and talk to you about your situation and see if we can help you in any way we can get through this circumstance.
Yeah, that's well said. That's the truth.
Yep. All right. Anything you want to add in this segment?
I am good.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, as we say over and over, we hope to educate you and motivate you so you don't procrastinate with your money. Educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate is what we're trying to do here. And listen, we understand that maybe money's not the number one thing on your mind right now, and we got it. You know, we certainly do. But money is important, Mike, and You can't say it's not. You really, really can't say that it isn't important. You have to pay attention.
No, you can't ignore it, Doug. I mean, it's just you know, no matter what we're going through, time marches on. You know, we were offering a piece out today with dates of calendar dates, birth dates, saying, you know, these are certain dates for whatever, different laws or whatever, or time to do things, and time does march by. We get it. We're in a unique situation. Dates are going to change this year, right? They've already changed some dates on some things.
Mm-hmm.
And some, quite frankly, some rules, too, are also in the process of being changed. But money is important. Time does march on. The other thing, too, Doug, is that, you know, this whole thing of everything going on and, you know, we're economic geeks. You know, we always talk. We've mentioned it on shows. You know, hey, were the restaurants busy? Were the planes busy? Was Disney World busy? You know, I just want to encourage everybody, if you have the money, you know, to spend or to do something economically, do so. And I think that's even going to be really important in about a month from now. You know what I'm saying? If there's things, I mean, I get it. If you don't have money, you're hurting, you need to do,
yeah,
you got to do what you got to do. I'm not saying, but if nothing's really changed and you're able to do something economically and spend or do something for the economy, I think it's good. I mean, we heard this back in 08, right? We heard this back in 01 where people were saying, you know, okay, come on, you know, we got to get the economy going, go out and spend, do things, do stuff. And I know they're talking about, and I'm not going to get into stimulus packages and all that. And I know they're talking about possibly people qualifying, money coming in the mail to people, you know, for stuff like that. But, you know, the whole purpose of it is to try to get people to have money, to spend money, to get the economy going. And I guess my message is we're all in this together. We got to care about each other. financially and about our health.
So
we're all in it.
So to your point, Mike, as I fully support what you were saying right there, if you've got some, if you're okay financially, don't forget about, you know, the people in your town that sponsored your kid's Little League team.
Yeah.
That hung the sign up, you know, that when you were running a charity event, the restaurant in your town that you went to and said, hey, can you donate a tray of food for our, and they were happy to do so. They need us now.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about us, about it. These people need us right now. And every little bit counts. And you got to get out there and you have to do it. And you need to be supportive of the people and the small businesses in our community. And, you know, go there and you know, let them know that, A, we care, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and do every little bit that we can to help them, because it really is that important. I mean, you know, they closed down barbershops, beauty salons, and, you know, there's nothing you can really do there, right? You can't.
No, you know.
You can't do a drive-up haircut.
You know, Doug, I look at it as like it's a huge financial tree, you know, and when you start following it all, the roots, the branches, the whole deal, how people are getting affected. And I've received some calls this week from even existing clients. I mean, people that have done very, very well and saying to me, hey, Mike, operations are basically stopped right now, and my employees, I'm going to have to lay employees off. And, you know, if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have been like, that company ever laying anybody off? You're out of your mind. It'll never happen, but it's happening. And you know, even today, I saw somebody on TV, and I just want to share this. I got a minute?
You do.
Yeah. Saw the head of the airline association or something. He was on, I think, CNBC, if I'm mistaken. And he was saying that right now, planes are flying at 8 to 9% capacity.
Yeah.
They need 65% to basically break even on a flight. But what was interesting was, and he said this, and it just hit you. 3 weeks ago, we were running at 80 to 100% full capacity.
Right.
And we're down to nothing. So this has been a stunning turn of events when it comes financially. To think 3 weeks ago, you know, hey, Doug, come on, drop me up to the airport and the place would be packed and I'd be moaning about the security lines and the whole deal. And now probably it's a ghost town up there. It's stunning. We're in it together. We need to help each other, and we certainly need to help each other, not only from a health standpoint with, you know, thing, but from an economic standpoint. What Doug just said, any way that you can help somebody, I think it's a good idea.
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, one of the things about our country is this, and this is why I'm a firm believer that when this gets by, we will do very, very well. We are a service-based country here. We're not a manufacturing, for the most part, based country. You look at other countries around the world that are manufacturing based, completely different ballgame. We're service based. So 10% of our population is in the food service industry out there. So they're hurting right now. They need our help. And I heard somebody else say is that, you know, if you got a regular place that you go to, next time you go, when it all does open up, don't be afraid to double tip if you can afford it. Because those people were definitely negatively impacted. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. The number is 855-262-3722. We're here to help you. Wealth Management Group is open. Do not hesitate to reach out to us. Be safe, be healthy, and please follow the guidelines, everybody. Until next week, we'll be back. Bye-bye.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.